Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Life is good, is what Queen Esther would say after this point in her life. She has been chosen as the prettiest woman in the kingdom and made queen. She sits in her ivory tower, disconnected as to what is happening in the kingdom until today. This is my series, Esther, God's Instrument. Queen Esther was up in the king's palace. One of her old friends that would visit her was Mordecai, who was her uncle, though it had been some time since she had seen him. She knew that he would come and go through the city gate, and knew that if she just went in that special spot at the palace, she could look right down and see the king's gate. So in the morning, she stood there and waited to see if she could spot Mordecai. She was shocked. There was Mordecai dressed in sackcloth and covered with ash, wailing and moaning, weeping and crying out loud. It was not just Mordecai, but a number of people she knew from the Jewish community. What is going on? She called Hethach, who was her personal guard and a eunuch, to go and talk to Mordecai and find out what was going on and why he was dressed in sackcloth and covered with ash. Hethach returned with a note from Mordecai and a copy of the king's decree calling for the annihilation of all Jewish people living in the kingdom. Mordecai bid Queen Esther to go to the king and request that this madness be stopped. Haman was determined to see all the Jews dead, and paying the king a lucrative fee to see that this new decree was fulfilled. Queen Esther sent a note back to Mordecai. Dear Uncle Mordecai, the king has not summoned me for over 30 days now, and by law I cannot see the king unless he calls me to the royal palace. No. He does not know that I am a Jew. I do not know what I can do. Mordecai sent word with this simple response. Do you think you will escape this annihilation? Queen Esther has just been hit with a large problem. Her people, the Jews, are about to be annihilated by Haman, all because the Jews only bow down to their God and none other. Esther is to be counted among them to be killed. What will she do? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.